Good morning, saints and friends. It is truly a blessing to be here with you all this morning. We thank the Lord for all that he's done for us thus far, and we continue to praise his name. Our lesson today is entitled Priscilla, Called to Minister. Our Bible passages are Acts, the 18th chapter, 1st through the 3rd verses, 18th through the 21st verses, 24th through the 26th verses, Romans, 16th chapter, 3rd and 4th verses, 1 Corinthians, 16th chapter, 19th verse, and 2 Timothy, 4th chapter, and the 19th verse as well. Our lesson today is about the husband and wife team Priscilla and Aquila. According to Scripture, they quite literally birthed the concept of the house church in early Christianity. Claudius, the emperor of Rome, had expelled all Jews from Rome. Paul, Priscilla, and Aquila were refugees from Rome when they met in Corinth. They found they had several things in common. They were Jews that believed in Christ, and they were tent makers. These common threads allowed them to live and work together. There was also a boldness for Christ they exhibited as they stood against the anti-Christian forces that were apparent during this period. Worship had to be conducted in private homes, in secret, because of the dangers of being a follower of Christ. Much like today in certain countries, religious worship of any kind is outlawed, with severe punishments if discovered. Scripture tells us Priscilla and Aquila were a nomadic couple. As Paul established churches in his travels, they established home churches as they traveled to the cities of Corinth, Ephesus, and back to Rome. While they lived in Ephesus, they took in a man named Apollos, a scholarly man, well-versed in the Old Testament and knew of Christ and water baptism. But while living with them, he was instructed about Christ Jesus' impact on humanity and about baptism with the Holy Spirit. It seems Priscilla and Aquila, in their zeal to spread the gospel, would open their home to anyone to teach and worship. Even in these current times, this concept is still very much alive and thriving. I recall as a child how our home was used. We would meet every Tuesday at the home of a congregational member. There would be a minister and a deacon. There would be songs of praise, testimonies, a mini sermon, and prayer. We would invite family members, neighbors, co-workers, and friends to attend these home worship services. These services were called ward meetings. These meetings were quite enlightening and beneficial, as they provided us with an opportunity to get answers to questions during the Q&A period or have one-on-one time with the ministers. It also sponsored church growth because many of the attendees gave their hearts to the Lord during these meetings. These home meetings had several names, such as ward meetings, cell ministries, cottage ministries, or cottage meetings. There are probably more, but I cannot name them. Each home that hosted a meeting always had a feeling of welcome, love, and sharing. Here's a short, true story of one of our church members hosting an impromptu home meeting. In January of 1967, Chicago and the surrounding areas experienced the worst blizzard I have ever experienced in my 70+ years. Everything stopped. the expressways, and every street was a parking lot. Vehicles were left where they sat, as the drivers and passengers walked, in some cases, mild in the storm to get to their destinations. Even the suburban communities were impacted. A husband and wife from our church lived on a main street in a suburban community. And as they saw people struggling through this blizzard to get to their various destinations, they opened their home to give them shelter, something to eat, and a place to ride out the storm. Now, knowing this couple as I did, they not only met their guests' physical needs, but met their spiritual needs as well. There was good food and prayer as they brought comfort to all that they welcomed into their home. I remember them very well because they were literally joined at the hip just as Priscilla and Aquila were, united in everything they undertook. In essence, every home should be a Christian church, a place where perhaps Jesus could come any time and stay for a while. We should always keep in mind that an open door, along with an open mind and an open hand, are characteristics of Christian faith. This week's assignment is, number one, list the couples that work in ministries in your home church or your denomination. And two, write a one or two sentence expression of your impressions of those couples in their ministries. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for the opportunity to come to you and study more about your word. We learn, Father, that there are many ways in which your word has gotten out to people, not always necessary at your church or tabernacle. But we thank you, Father, for people such as Aquila and Priscilla and other ministers and deacons that have reached out to people within their neighborhoods to get the word out about how good loving you and having you in our life can be. We thank you for the changes that you wrought within our lives, Father. And we continue to give you all the praise and all the glory for all that you do for us. We continually ask you to remember those that are recovering from surgeries and dealing with various illnesses, Father. We pray that you stand by them and stand by their bedsides and by their sides and give them the comfort that they need during these various, very challenging times. Remember our church members, our entire church family. Bless them and keep your hedge of protection around each one, both near and far. And remember our pastor, Father, as she brings you the word today, and as she's always found doing her best for you and for others. We thank you for the leading that you have given her. We thank you for the hand that you have placed upon her. And we continue to pray, Lord, that you renew her each and every day. And restore her when she closes her eyes to rest at the end of the day. Father, we know that she gives all that she has. And we thank you for her determination and her drive. And we thank you, Father, for the ability to stand behind her and stand with her and support her through our prayers and through our words of encouragement. We thank you for her, dear Father. We ask you, Father, to remember us all. And we pray, Lord, that your will be done in everything that we set our hand to. And we ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.